I used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And joining me, as always, is my old personal loan shark. He's a guitar player, he's a comedian, he writes songs, he sings songs, and he drives a truck. Currently, he's driving right now, the only podcast in America with an active truck driver. I'd like to introduce the man who needs no introduction. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Benny Legg. How you doing, man? Hi, everybody. How's it going out there?
Where are you driving today, man? Where are you headed?
I'm headed to Syracuse, man.
Whoa!
Syracuse, New York, as you would say.
So, Syracuse, you're not going to see, like, the basketball team, are you?
No. I'm delivering something there.
Oh.
Did the Buffalo Bulls play Syracuse?
They did. They crushed Syracuse. It is a joke. Buffalo Bulls, they destroyed Syracuse. I was going to say, you're going to the second best school in New York. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Right. The number one school in New York, everybody knows.
Wow.
Is the Buffalo.
New York is Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I don't follow sports. People out there know I don't follow sports, but I've been studying up on Buffalo, so I got good stuff there. I want to become a super fan.
Really? Okay. I see. I don't know if you're lying to me or telling the truth. Tell me one fact about Buffalo. Go ahead. I dare you.
How Buffalo's traveling herds, right? What do you call Buffalo that is all by himself? What's the technical term for it?
Buffalone. Oh.
Buffalone. Thank you.
I knew you didn't have any facts. I knew
it.
I knew it.
I ain't got time for facts. I got two Buffalo jokes. That's the one I decided to pick with. You know?
Oh, we're going to have to hear the other one.
Oh, it's terrible, dude. It's a terrible joke.
Maybe later.
Let's save it for later.
You know, we have a lot of new people to the show, and I think that today's show should be geared towards Buffalo.
Cool, man.
The University of Buffalo. The city of Buffalo. The men's basketball team at the University of Buffalo. That's what today's show is going to be all about. Is that okay with you?
I'm totally down with that, man. What's the one guy's name? Good Breakfast? Carl Perkins.
You were close. You got half the name right. The Good Breakfast, Nick Perkins. My main man. That guy's been playing for now. I know you don't follow the team. Well, I know you follow the team, but not as much as I do, of course. I'm super fan.
But I follow it whenever we have these conversations.
Excellent. I'm glad. Glad I could keep you in the loop. Because Nick Perkins has been playing out of his mind ever since he started following the podcast on Twitter. And ever since he did that, he's been playing crazy, like 25 points here, 25 points there. Nick Perkins, the Good Breakfast. I'm glad he brought him up. I love that guy.
Dude, it's because he's following the podcast?
Well, of course. How else could he explain it?
I cannot explain. I know you bring good things to the table, Mabel.
I don't know if he listens to the podcast. He just follows it on Twitter. That's all.
Following is half the battle.
He was great with or without the podcast. We love him. See, let's emphasize right now that this is a comedy show, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's hard to tell right now, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're just going for the joke. We love Nick Perkins, and we appreciate him following it. And that leads me to another guy on the team. I got something to tell you. I don't even think I told you this. You know how I donated $20 to the school?
You're seriously asking me, do I know that?
I just wasn't sure if you heard.
Benny, you repeat it like all the time. You are so proud of that $20 that you gave to the Buffalo.
Wait, you don't have a clip, do you?
Because
I don't believe it. Oh, of course you do. Okay, prove to me that I mentioned this $20 before. Let's see.
All right, hold on a second. Let me run it up. Here it comes.
And I donated $20 to the school.
I'm not getting anything in return.
But I'm just looking for a fathead. I made a $20 donation. Now I want to try to give everybody lunch. I want to buy you lunch.
God, you're right. If you bring up that $20 you donated one more time, I swear to you.
So there you go. Did you bring it up? You bring up that $20 more than, I don't know, Trump brings up the law. So, yeah, you brought up $20 or better.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Trump wall. Because I was watching his speech a couple weeks ago, and he said this was his line. Now, I'm not a political guy. You know I'm not a political guy. Not to get off track. We love Buffalo. But
go Buffalo!
In his speech a couple weeks ago, he said, everybody knows walls work. And when I heard him say that, I immediately just thought, wouldn't it be funny if the Kool-Aid guy just came through and, you know, oh, yeah, you know, at that moment. That's all. You know, him and his stupid wall. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, I donated $20. I don't know if you. Oh, okay. So the envelope man, you know the envelope man? You remember the envelope man?
I remember him.
We thought he was going to be the big star of the show because the thing is, one of the reasons that we support Buffalo so much is that he sent me $50 to bet on them to win the title, and I decided, okay, fine. I don't gamble anymore, but I'll jump on the team and support him. And then we thought we had an agreement with him that he was going to leave messages throughout the show. You remember that?
Yeah. I can't believe you actually bet the $50. I'm surprised you didn't go out and buy like a morning after pill or something. Not that you need it, just to take it. You know what I mean?
You know what? That it's funny not to get off track for Buffalo again. But that reminds me of a joke I told the other night called The Morning After. Should I play that? Should I play that right now?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so the name of the joke.
You really got a joke about The Morning After?
The Morning After, yeah, believe it or not.
I'm in.
It's crazy that you mentioned that. Let's play that joke. And then we'll get back to Buffalo. We love Buffalo. We're not forgetting about Buffalo.
Buffalo!
Or the Envelope Man, even though he forgot about the show. He only left one message the whole time. We started this 2.5 months ago. He said he's going to leave a message every show. He left one message.
I don't think I was in on it then. I don't think I ever heard the Envelope Man's message.
Yeah, you know what? What should we do first? Should we play my comedy or the Envelope Man's message? Or
comedy. Wait a second. I want to know about the morning. No,
this is it.
There has to be a morning after.
I have an idea. Will you stop for 1 second so I can talk, please?
Yep. Sorry. Yep. Good.
What if we played both at the same time?
Yeah.
I think they'd be great.
And while you're playing both at the same time, what I'm going to do, because that sounds like such a good idea, I'm going to eat hard pretzels while you do that.
Yes.
I want my fucking money back. Buffalo sucks. I'd rather put my dick in a fucking pencil jar and fucking listen to you again. Benny, you're a fucking dead to me. The Envelope Man sucks. I might be the Envelope Man, but fuck the Envelope Man. I want my envelope back.
I was dead broke because I had a huge gambling problem. I had no money to buy the thing. So we agreed that she'd give it a
I want my fucking money back.
Let's address the elephant in the room, okay, Benny?
Oh, no. What is it?
Now, the Envelope Man said there he'd rather stick his dick in a pencil sharpener.
I did hear him say that. If you listen closely, you could hear him say that.
I think he even says it twice. But why would he choose a pencil sharpener? I mean, you could say a meat grinder, a fan. But I mean, we've all seen pencil sharpeners. They're the size of a pencil. So I'm thinking that, you know, the envelope man, we might have to change his name to the small penis man.
What you're saying is his penis is the same size as his bankroll. That's what you're that's what you're getting at.
Yes.
Yes. You're right. You know, you're right. And you know what? He could have redeemed himself by leaving another message, but he didn't. That's why I had to play the same message three times.
That son of a bitch.
That was the stupidest thing we've ever done, by the way.
I like stupid.
And it was a great joke. My joke was fantastic.
I loved it. It explains a lot. It really does. I never knew how you got out there, and there you have it.
You know how jealous I am that you have pretzels now? You got no idea.
They're so good, brother.
But the envelope,
can we plug them? Can we plug Snyder's Hard Pretzels? Snyder's.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. They're going to send us some money because, once again, I'm making $0 off this podcast.
You never know, man. So far, you know, let's look at the products that we use. We use Arizona iced tea. We use Snyder's Hard Pretzels. That's about it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll pay us to advertise to something that one guy in the Netherlands listens to. Yeah, absolutely. They'll pay.
Yeah, I love the Netherlands guy, man.
That guy's great.
I love on his thing that he put, like, Holland, a.k.a. Holland. Like,
right.
Like, we wouldn't know that.
Like, we're idiots, right? He looks down on us. Yeah, we're the idiots, right? We're the idiots, Netherlands guy. Sure. Okay.
Condescending. That means talking down to you. Hey, Netherlands Holland guy. I hope you're having a great day. I hope they're feeding you well in the asylum. I want to meet that guy so bad. I'm telling you, Marlon and I are going to go there. We are going to do a podcast from them with the Netherlands guy.
You know, I couldn't figure out why he never left me a review for the podcast, and then I realized no phones in prison. Of course,
you can't have phones in prison.
But anyway, you know, not to get sidetracked, you know.
Gotcha.
We gotta stay on the course this show because it's all about Buffalo.
Yes, Buffalo!
But the envelope man, he didn't do another message. So you know what? He's fired. And you know what? I still got his $50 ticket that says Buffalo's gonna win the title, pays 60-1, pays $3,000 when Buffalo wins the title. Guess what? I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. It's yours. Because I don't gamble. I don't want it. It's yours. Screw the envelope, man.
You're giving it to Buffalo?
I'm giving it to you. You, the man who needs no introduction.
Get out of here. Sweet. I'm coming back out to Vegas because Buffalo's going to win.
$3,000 is going to be waiting for you. Screw the envelope, man. Left me one message. Screw that guy.
You know how many hookers and stuff we can get with $3,000?
Oh, don't bring Marla. Do not bring Marla this trip.
Why? Marla loves hookers.
All right, fine.
Marla loves hookers more than me.
You know what? Send Marla. You stay. How about that?
No, that's terrible, man.
So anyway, envelope man, he's fired. He's gone. No more mention of that asshole. Can't leave a message. Screw that guy.
Dead weight.
It's me and you till the end.
Yes.
And the Netherlands guy. Don't forget about the Netherlands guy.
If
you don't mind, tell other people. You know, don't just keep it to yourself. Tell other people about it, you know?
But he might be in solitary, man.
Fair enough.
You know, another reason why you might not be able to write a review is because, you know, it's hard to you know, type all that in on a phone if you would have a phone in a straitjacket. So
there it is.
And I've been in a straitjacket before. I know how hard that would be.
Back to Buffalo. We got to stop getting sidetracked off Buffalo.
Okay.
So I don't know if I mentioned, but I donated $20 to the school.
Punch you right in your fucking face.
And it took months. It took months. We've been doing this 2.5 months. All I asked was a fat head. That's kind of what I was looking for. That was kind of the goal of the whole podcast. And there's only one game left. One game in the season. One home game left. Friday, March 8th, versus Bowling Green.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's a real school, believe it or not.
I'm not. Why would a place called Bowling Green even have a basketball team? The sport is obviously what they should have, because badminton isn't big. Where's Bowling Green at?
Oh, somewhere in America. I don't really know.
Okay.
Nobody knows. I don't think anybody knows. Put it. You know. I don't think anybody really knows. You know.
They should be in Jersey.
Right, yeah. So anyway, I donated $20. I don't know if I mentioned
it. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. And wow. I didn't get the Fathead, but there's still one game left. And I'll make my pitch later, because we love the Buffalo Kids. That's why I donated $20. I don't know if I mentioned it.
Oh, my God.
But so I got this beautiful letter in the mail from the school of Buffalo. Sure, it was 2.5 months later, but I got a letter in the mail. From the Athletic.
Can I ask a question before you? Is it a cease and desist?
No, it's not a restraining order.
Okay.
No, it's actually, they wanted me to outline my Fathead and send it in, but.
Oh, right on!
Yeah, no, I lost the bet. I lost that paper, though. I have the letter, though. I have the letter. Yeah. So it's from Mark Allnut, Athletic Director of Buffalo, you know, thanking me for the $20 donation. I don't like to really.
Mark Allnut?
Mark Allnut.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, it's a real name. Is that your only bit? Is your only bit today going to be that they're not real names? Is that all you're going to do?
Oh, come on. Come on. You're throwing names. No offense, Mark Allnut. I mean, that must have been hell growing up. That's all I can say. Holy shit.
All the nuts in the world couldn't. I don't know.
Of all the nuts in the world.
So Mark Allnut, he sent me a beautiful letter thanking me for the $20. I don't like to talk about it, but I donated $20. And he sent me a letter he thanked me for.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing this guy, and it's like, it isn't a guy. It's just one big, like, testicle. Sorry, Mark. I'm sorry.
He's all nuts. No balls.
He's all nuts.
No dick. I mean, no dick.
Him and the Netherlands guy could get together because he's all nuts too. You know?
So believe it or not.
I'm sorry.
We mentioned earlier that Nick Perkins was following the podcast on Twitter.
Rock on, Nick.
Now, I have another Twitter account. By the way, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Benny Lake Laughs. You can follow my podcast or my personal account at Benny Lake Wins. And on that account, I got another follower who's a Buffalo player.
Sweet.
Right? Brock? Brock. Big Brock is his name. Brock. That's his first name. His first name, yeah. And I promise you that I'm not looking up what his last name is because I can't read it on the signature. I'm not doing that. But I know his first name is Brock. And his last name is Bertram. Brock Bertram, double B, we call him. I call him, double B.
Nice.
And he was kind enough to type out. He typed out, put a nice figurehead Buffalo on it, got the logo. He typed it out. As a student athlete at the University of Buffalo, I would like to personally thank you for your recent donation to the Division of Athletics. Your generosity is greatly appreciated and helps all of us realize our goals of excelling in the classroom and competing for a championship. Go Bulls. And he typed that all out by himself, and then he signed it. Number 41, Brock Bertram, a name you'll never forget.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
If he listens to this, Brock, do a favor. Take a picture of you holding a dinner roll. And then send it to the Twitter account. Or you and a picture of Bruce Lee.
Go ahead. Right? Keep going. No, keep going. I'm sure that the 20-year-old kid is going to get all your 1974 references. Go ahead. No.
First of all, rock and roll would be
rock and roll. There it is. There it is.
Bruce Lee would be Brock Lee. Come on. Brock Lee.
You're right. It's funnier when you explain it. You're absolutely right.
God damn right it is. Jeez, man. This comes to me.
Brock Bertram. The guy's a monster. Monster. 6'11", 249 pounds. He doesn't really get a lot of minutes, but he deserves them. He deserves them. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I appreciate the autograph. I do. I really do. Thank you. Took the time out. As a matter of fact, I wrote a letter.
You know how to write.
No, I did. I typed the letter.
Fair enough.
Should I read it?
Please.
Okay. Dear Brock, thank you for your letter. Benny Lake. Too much?
Should I shorten it?
Yeah, you might want to shorten it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
we love Buffalo. They're 25-3. 25-3.
Buffalo!
So, yeah, guys, students of Buffalo, players of Buffalo, Nick Perkins, Brock, here's my offer to all the students of Buffalo. To, you know what, fans of Buffalo, players of Buffalo, I don't want to commit any NCAA violations. I don't want to screw the team over. We need a correspondent. We need a Buffalo correspondent. We need a student of Buffalo, a player of Buffalo, a friend of Buffalo, anybody who drives by the school of Buffalo. Don't even have to go there. We need a Buffalo Bulls correspondent for March Madness. And I would like to invite Brock Bertram or Nick Perkins to get a hold of me on Twitter, and we'll set something up. I don't want to commit an NCAA violation. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this. I'm not making any money off this. You're not going to make any money off this because you're not allowed. But they should be our personal correspondent. I think that'd be exciting. You sound excited. That's for sure.
I'm listening. I'm like thunderstruck because it's actually a great idea. Did you come up with that? Because if you did, it's amazing.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. That's all I want is people to tell me my ideas are great. That's really all I want. Thank you.
I'm not saying the idea is great. I'm just saying I'm amazed that you thought of something.
Oh, yeah. Brock Bertram, Nick Perkins, personal correspondents. You know, you can come on the show, do a little something when you're there in March Madness. I know you're going to be playing all month long. You're going to win the title. You're the best.
Hell yeah, they are.
And then after you win the title, if you're allowed NCAA violations, I don't know, come out to Vegas. We'll spend the $3,000 on you.
It's my money.
Well, what do you want to do with it?
How do I know you're going to give me the money when they win?
Let's update the counter.
Son of a bitch.
All right, looks like we lost a man who needs no introduction there. But for those of you that aren't familiar, I quit gambling. That is a true thing. I quit gambling, so I started a podcast. It's all real. And we keep a counter for every episode that I've gone without gambling, and right now it sits at 15 episodes. We're going to update that counter right now. Update the counter to 16 episodes without gambling. Once again, you can follow me at Benny Lake Wins. You can follow the podcast at Benny Lake Laughs. Students of Buffalo, get at me. Hit me up on Twitter. Let's set something up. I just want a fat head. That's all I ask. I don't think I'm going to get one. But one of you guys, get a hold of me. You can be the correspondent for March Madness. That sounds like fun, I'm sure. It's not, it doesn't pay. Maybe I'll buy you lunch. I tried to do that like a couple episodes ago. If you want to listen back and listen to other episodes, you could do so on Apple Podcasts or Spreaker. You could listen to Apple Podcasts on your speaker, and then you could listen to the podcast on Spreaker, and you could also listen on SoundCloud. Get a hold of me. Leave a review. Give it a 5-star rating. I'm Benny Lake. Thanks for listening.